I love talking to Louisa Chu, Chicago Tribune food critic. Louisa, it's been far too long. How are you?
I'm great, Lisa. Yes, it's been far too long.
Yeah, absolutely. You said this place is the flagship for pork?
Yes. So Las Carnitas Uropan has had their original restaurant in Pilsen for 50 years, and they opened another location a couple of years ago. But this is the first time that they've opened what they consider their flagship restaurant. You know, it only took 50 years. And yes, it is a palace of pork. It's a flagship for pork. They use every part, you know, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's this beautiful space. They transformed an old theater and furniture factory. And, you know, it starts when you, like, first walk in, barely. And if you sit down, you get, instead of chips and salsa, you get chicharron, like those crispy, crunchy cracklins and salsa. Uh-huh. I know. It's so amazing. It's so amazing.
Huh. And the owner, he was named a James Beard Awards semifinalist this year, wasn't he?
Yes. So Marcos Carbajal, it was a former banker, and he's the second generation owner. His dad, who founded the original business, still is around. You will see Elguero, everybody knows him as his dad. But yes, son Marcos was named a James Beard Award semifinalist for Outstanding Restaurateur this year. And, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing how he's been able to keep his family legacy and all of the tradition, but has really streamlined the business so that when you walk in, it is like you immediately feel the hospitality, but also like really fast service and, you know, super attentive. Everybody that I encountered there was just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you said you can eat there at a really good price, right?
Yes, such a deal. Such a deal. So weekdays, they have this meal, the especial, which includes like not only half a pound of carnitas, which is like the pork that's been kind of basically cooked down in its own fat, and you can choose what cut you want. And then you get like a whole, my mouth is watering just looking at the pictures online and then also talking about it. It's like you get a sampler platter of the carnitas, and then also you get, of course, like warm tortillas that they make there.
Oh, I
all
love
the fixings,
that.
I know. And they smell like so, like corn, roasty, toasty, which I absolutely love. And then you get also a side of the refried beans, and then a fried golden taco, a taco dorado, which you can choose like either potato or the favorite filling, actually, of all the locations is spicy pork brains. And
oh.
It is, I know.
No, I don't think I'm as excited about that as you are.
It is a little bit surprise, you know, but it's like I kind of feel like I tell everybody, if you've eaten a hot dog in Chicago, you know, spicy pork brains is no big deal, seriously.
And Louise is a chef at heart, so she knows what goes into hot dogs. As most of us do, we just like to ignore it.
Yeah, you know, I like to embrace it all. So, but yeah, that sampler platter is like $12. And it is such a deal. But again, weekdays only. And it is a place that's open mainly for breakfast and like a late lunch, because Marcos was telling me they're still pretty traditional in that, like, you know, most of their customers who are Mexican are like still this. They're not really craving it for dinner. And I'm like, well, I am a Chinese American person who for sure craves it for dinner. So you can get extra to go. Yeah. And leftovers.
When you were talking about they use every part of the pig, I thought, oh, I think she's going to lay something on me that I'm not expecting right here. But I really didn't think it was going to be brains. That is wild.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a traditional dish.
Yeah. Apparently, I did not know. He was telling me that, like, in Mexico, places that sell carnitas, like that, you know, that cooked down pork, which is like the one of the most popular cuts, is basically like a pulled pork.
Yeah.
But, like, the places are known for also having the crispy fried pork brain tacos. It's like a pairing. It's kind of like, you know, like for us here, like, you know, you go to a barbecue place and you expect to see sort of like ribs and pulled pork and brisket. It's just a different kind of a pairing. That's all.
Wow. Wow. And so here's an issue because, you know, I love Mexican food. It's one of my favorites, and I love carnitas, even though, yes, I have a pet potbelly pig and I don't like to eat it all the time. But so I never know if I'm going to get the chunks of meat or that shredded stuff. I like the shredded stuff. Is there a difference when I'm ordering that I need to differentiate or ask correctly? Or
Yeah, for sure. So you can order three different kinds of cuts. And, you know, he said that actually the kind of like leaner, almost kind of pulled pork kind of cut is the most popular actually in Pilsen now. Oh. And, you know, so like you can go there, you could actually, if you go to the flagship location, they have like a cafeteria line. So you can see the carnitas that's like right in front of you. And you can just, if you're not an expert carnitas eater like you, Lisa, you know, people can walk up and sort of say like, oh, that looks like pulled pork. I kind of want that one.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they can get kind of like the fattier kind of like, you know, the soft sort of like supple skin part too, which is like another thing. And then like, you know, you can also get like a mix. So, you know, I mean, and then there's like the kind of like the more thinner pulled pork, which is like the rib meat. So you can choose the lean shoulder and, you know, kind of start with that or like go wild, go hog wild, if you will. Sorry. And get a mix of the three. And we won't tell Penelope.
Yeah. Yeah. Penelope says, eat more chicken, please. But I went to Tacos y Tamales, the festival in Pilsen a few weeks ago.
Oh.
I had the best birra I have ever had. That is something I'm new to, like in the past 5-6 years. My gosh, that is so delicious. And that's pretty much a beef just cooked down the same way, right?
Well, you know, purists of birria will say that it has to be goat. But a lot of like, you know, the new school kids like you, Lisa, like they also do the beef birria. And then, of course, I'm guessing that you saw at the festival, like, the latest trend, of course, which has been, you know, popping, I can't remember what the kids say, but going crazy for the last few years, the quesabirria, which is like the soft stewed cooked meat, and it's really super saucy and a little spicy, and then the quesabirria kind of combines almost like the quesadilla with like the melty cheese, and then like the saucy meat stuffing, and then they fry it again, so it's like really crispy and like double fried griddled.
So good.
And and then you dip it in the consomme. It's like, it's all so good.
It is so wonderful. So your review is on chicagotribune.com, but also you are such a great follow on Instagram. So I encourage people to follow you there. Always great to talk to you. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thanks. You too, Lisa. Thank you.
And as usual, you left me hungry.